Funding for Think is made possible by SMU's Master of Liberal Studies.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. What is so great about North Texas? The magazine's annual Best Of list is out with the August issue, and we have invited the three writers who put it all together to talk about the discoveries that they made in the process. Sarah Evans, Nancy Nichols, and Eric Celeste are my guests for the hour. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chris.
So how do you even start thinking about what we'll get on the list? Because these are not, you don't have the same categories every single year.
Well, what we do is we start talking about it, you know, all year long. As soon as that issue is done, we start looking at what we liked about it, what sort of things did we miss, and we try to make notes and say, let's next year make sure and fill in those gaps that we think maybe we didn't hit on this year. And so we keep a running list all year long as we're reporting, as we get information from readers, as we get information from the staff, and we say, okay, we want to make sure that this is something we want to highlight, this is something we've discovered, or something that is unique or interesting or new about our city that we want to tell our readers. So it's really a full year process.
Is it like the Academy Awards, where what has happened in the last month or two is top of mind and somehow seems more prominent and you have to sort of discipline yourself not to vote
that
way? It can
be that way. I think that's why this year especially we tried to really, each of us, keep a good list and throughout the year, so that at the end that didn't happen. Although, it's hard. We have to keep each other in check, really, sometimes.
Especially for someone, so much of it is food. And so, for example, Nancy's eating all year long, our food editor. And you want to make sure that you don't dismiss things that are great just because she happened to eat them in the last month, but at the same time that you're giving a full sampling of the entire year in food in the city.
Well, plus another, I'm sorry, Chris, but another dimension that's been added in the whole process is our blogs, you know, on Front Burner, and then we also have Side Dish, which is a food-oriented blog. We get a lot of input from readers on places that maybe some of us would never have gone to that will suggest a place and then we'll go to it. So it's becoming a little bit more interactive without having to do a reader's best kind of a thing. So,
and if you look at food and shopping and these areas that have traditionally been something where the best things you can find are in the core of the city or the most interesting shopping stores or new chefs and restaurants are found close to the city, well, that's not always true anymore. And there are really interesting things happening now in the suburbs and farther out. And, you know, we try to find as much as we can, but our readers a lot of times tell us that.
The blogs help with that a lot, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that you have Plano and you have Richardson and you have places that people don't think of necessarily when they think of Dallas, if they're from here. I want to talk about the sort of basketball bracket that you guys have. This is brand new, right?
Right. And this will be a one-time thing. Every year we try to do something a little fun and different within the Best of Big D concept. And this year, our online editor, Adam McGill, came up with the idea, and it's something we've done in other aspects of the magazine, but it's a 64 best things about Dallas. And these are the, because one of the things about that's hard to do is it's not a newcomer's guide. So you're not doing the sort of traditional things that you
Sure you stop here when you come in town.
Right, right. You're not doing, hey, be sure to check out Sonny Bryan's or the brisket tacos at Mia's or the things that you assume that people have been here a while already know about. The Best of Big D, we're telling you about new and innovative and interesting and out-of-the-way things. Mm-hmm. But this, we wanted to sort of celebrate those things that are so much just sort of that everybody knows and loves.
Classic
and that are
Dallas.
The classic Dallas. And so we put together a chart where we had readers vote online about their favorite things, the 64 down to 32, down to the final 16, down to the Elite Eight, down to the Final Four. And so that you had foodstuffs going against favorite places, going against people.
Mark Cuban versus Fort Worth.
Right. Yeah. Right. Or the patio at Belmont versus the Polyphonic Spree. And so you had people vote on their favorite things, get them down to the Final Four, which they are now. And then all this month they're voting online for that Final Four, and we'll announce that winner next month in the magazine.
So the Final Four are Texas OU, the State Fair of Texas, the Ticket, and high school football.
Sad. Scary.
So I'm guessing that you didn't win, Nancy.
Well, I just thought it was stunning that Snuffer's Cheese Fries beat the Nasher Sculpture Garden, and I don't know what that says about our city or if it's just our voters.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sports on there.
Well,
yeah. And I think your online demographic skews male, so that's one reason. The other is that, you know, when you've got a radio station as one of your finalists, they can go on every Friday and say, hey, be sure to vote for it. And every Friday you would see sort of a big, huge upswing in the voting. So
does that bother you guys? Because like for TV and radio ratings, you're not allowed to do that. That's considered like a stunt. And you get in big trouble if you do that. But does it bother you that the results may be skewed by publicity?
Since it's all sort of in good fun, it doesn't bother me in the sense that, oh, this is not really reflective of our readers. Because actually, all the voting was really close, and there were some interesting outcomes. But it's a very small – I mean, it may be a lot of people vote, but you're talking about a youthful online demographic, often skews male. So you're talking about a small slice of your audience anyway. So it didn't really bother me.
How many restaurants in the city, Nancy, make deviled eggs? And how many did you eat before you chose R&D?
What's interesting is there's this whole retro thing going on. And deviled eggs was like a huge deal when I was growing up. The whole Helen Corbett, you know, Zodiac, before these children over here were born. And I noticed that a couple years ago, Kent Rathbun started doing it at Jasper's. But he was kind of doing a jazzed up version with crab. And now there's a couple of, all it takes is one person to do it. And then if two other people do it and it's three, then it's a trend. And so we ate quite a few deviled eggs, but the ones at R&D were fantastic because they weren't too tricked up. They were a little bit more that hit that memorable palate of that flavor palate of like the old time.
It sounds like my grandma's recipe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, Sarah, I understand that you guys get lobbied a lot.
We do. We do. There was one particular dry cleaners on Mockingbird. I probably
named.
Got...
Just kidding.
Well, I don't know if we should say. Probably not. But I got personally about 200 emails. And for a while there were a couple weeks where I was probably getting 5 emails a day from different people. So finally, I asked one of them, does everyone keep emailing me about this dry cleaners? And they said, well, when we go in, they have your name there and your email address. And they want all of us to write you and tell you how great this place is. So everyone's doing it. And so I really got frustrated. I didn't like that tactic at all. And I wasn't the only one, though. I think Eric was getting these emails as well.
It's a really poor way to get on the best of list. One email explaining what you do and why you're unique and why what you do is interesting and should be considered for next year's list is sufficient. And we'll get back to you and say, great, thanks, we'll put it in the hopper and we'll take a look at it. A flood every day is all that does is really tempt us to be mean.
it was quite frustrating, really.
We're talking about The Best of Big D. That is out in the August 2008 issue with Eric Celeste, Sarah Evans, and Nancy Nichols. What's the most sort of shameless bid that you've had? Is that it? Is that the...
Oh, that was mine for sure. Mm-hmm.
People send gifts, or what are they?
Mm. Oh, we get gifts. And actually, some restaurants hire publicists to put together like 5 or 10 things that their restaurant is doing. And they will even... attach art to it. I mean, it's, they make it very easy. And what's interesting to me is during the year, I see that in other publications.
Is there a D bump that you know of when people get featured? I know everybody takes it and clips it out and puts it up on the wall. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's definitely for service industries, we have to, as a matter of fact, we have to take that in consideration. There was a person who I was going to name as best dog walker in this issue. And I talked to this person about it, and he thought about it, and he said, you know what, there's no way I can handle that increase in business, and all I would do is frustrate people who tried to contact me. And he respectfully requested that I not do that, and so we didn't. It's a problem, we've done. I know Nancy with the best burger. As soon as you come out with that, there's a big rush on the place, and we have to sort of let people know. I mean, they know they're going to be highlighted most likely when they're fact checked as the issue's being put together. But if it's a small place, especially, we're concerned sometimes that they may not be able to handle the increase in business, because that's happened before.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than naming something a best and getting nothing but negative feedback about it because they were not able, they were surprised.
They couldn't accommodate more. Yeah.
And they couldn't accommodate it, so.
We named one place a best patio in a different issue last year, and we got a lot of responses. They were not able to handle the crush of people over the next weekend that showed up to eat on the patio. So that sort of thing, we take it seriously.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. We're talking today about the Best of Big D issue of D Magazine, but of course we will expand this out to the rest of North Texas if you've got a best-kept secret, and we're not looking only for businesses here, and we can probably tell as well if you call up and try to do a commercial, but we'd love to know if you've seen the issue yet, what you think about it, and otherwise let us know some of your favorite places. The best place to bump carts is the Albertsons on McKinney.
It's true. I don't know if you've been there recently.
I stopped there on my way home sometimes, uh-huh. And I guess I'm not there at the right time because I've not had my car bumped. It may just be me.
Well, I actually put a post on Front Burner on our blog about where do singles go. You know, singles in town, write in and comment and tell me where you're going. And several people emailed me and said, that's the hot Albertsons. That's where all the single kids who live in Uptown go shopping. And I guess there is some checking out that's done, you know, before checking out.
Well, it makes sense because there's a lot of younger people. There's mm-hmm. there's straight people. There's gay people. It seems like kind of
right.
a place where you'd get a bunch of different.
Everyone's got to get groceries, so I guess that's a good place to multitask.
Get groceries among the beautiful.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sad.
Did you consider other places where they're like runners up?
There were I got a pretty good response, I thought, on that particular post. And I don't know. It's funny. The kinds of places that people like to meet other people, I mean, it just runs the gamut. So the places that I ended up putting in were suggestions, but there are also places like the Public Trust, which I think is a really cool art gallery. And I've been there myself, and I like the owners, and the artwork is great. And it's just kind of a different place. It's definitely a different crowd than you would find at a bar in Uptown, for example. But I thought that was important to kind of cover different types of people in different, you know, areas of town, even just for my little singles sidebar.
And you guys have best sounding board is Stuart Sykes, the music producer. And he is, it seems like he's everywhere now. Everyone I know who's ever been involved with music has Stuart Sykes on their calendar at some point in the future. What keeps him in Dallas? He's produced all these sort of nationally known bands.
Yeah, and I don't know Stuart, and Zach Crane, one of our writers, put that together, and he could unfortunately better answer that than I could. But I know Zach talks about how even though Deep Ellum has had problems recently, and in terms of sustaining the music scene here, the music scene is still very vibrant, and there are a lot of folks who are of national quality who find that with technology and with the great new recording studios they have here and with the ability to sort of get to either coast quickly, it's a really logical place for folks who are, even though they're national in terms of, and even international sometimes mm-hmm. in terms of their reach, they can have a normal life and still make great music.
Like the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You took your nieces to see that?
I did.
Boy, you couldn't have paid me enough
money. Oh, I didn't go.
That.
I just paid them to go.
Oh,
I gave them an iPhone and said, send me pictures.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
That's a good aunt.
Best pizza by the book, Cavalli?
You know, there's a real revolution of pizza going on in Dallas. It's no longer just, you know, Campisi's. And they're getting certified now in Italy to become official Italian pizza makers.
Certified?
Yes.
We'll have to talk about that process after the break. My guests are Nancy Nichols, Sarah Evans, and Eric Celeste of D Magazine. They have just put out the Best of Big D issue. That's the August 2008 issue. It should be on newsstands this week. And if you subscribe, it's probably already in your mailbox. We'll be back in just a minute, and we'd love for you to join us with your evaluations. The telephone number is 1-800-933-5372. Our email address is think@kera.org.
Funding for Think is made possible by SMU's Master of Liberal Studies program, a way to keep your greatest two tools, creativity and curiosity, sharp. Details online at smu.edu/MLS.
C Sarah Evans, Nancy Nichols, and Eric Celeste are my guests. I'm Chris Boyd. You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. We're talking about the Best of Big D issue, which is out for the August 2008 issue, but you should be able to scrounge up a copy these days. We were talking before the break, Nancy, about pizza certification. What is that?
Well, you know, we've all heard about champagne and how you can't call a sparkling wine a champagne unless it comes from the region of Spain. Well, now the folks in Naples, Italy, are tired of people in the United States calling it an authentic Neapolitan pizza. So they've come up with the Verace Pizza Napoletano Association. Yeah, good, right?
You get $5 for saying it.
Yeah, right. I work for them on the side. No. Anyway, you have to have a certain kind of oven that guarantees to cook the pizza within 90 seconds, because that's the way they do it in Naples. And you have to use a certain kind of flour, and you have to import the tomatoes, and you have to use a certain kind of mozzarella. And there's only one place in Dallas so far, in Irving, Covelli, in Irving, that has actually sent someone over there and certified their pizza makers and is doing it in Irving. But I can guarantee you that about 20 people have already signed up for the course, and pretty soon we are going to have so much pizza made so fast that we are all going to be at Jenny Craig.
90 seconds. That's not very long in the oven.
No. Well, there's a lot of all the wood-burning pizzas now are cooking really fast. So
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's speak to Patricia in Dallas. Hi, Patricia.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment since you're talking about best places in Dallas. The Mercury Grill has the best crab meat enchiladas and the best risotto I've had in Dallas.
Great. Thanks for the recommendation. I have not been to the Mercury Grill.
Oh, I have. The risotto is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think she's talking about the risotto carbonara that has the poached egg on top. It's a real creamy risotto, and then it has a poached egg on top, and then Executive Chef Chris Ward, who I think is one of the finest chefs in Dallas, does a couple little drizzles of some balsamic truffle oil around the side, and you just kind of mash it all up, and it's fantastic.
Sounds good. Now it's lunchtime. We're all going to be back at Jenny Craig's. So Dallas has its own school of rock these days.
Right. Well, Zound Sounds is one of the things we named the best. We named it Best School of Rock. It's there are different places now that do this that take in kids and teach them how to play rock and roll music, and teach them how to play guitar. But they also it's a recording studio where they can work with real musicians and learn instead of just sort of sitting in your room and playing Led Zeppelin and trying to work it out yourself.
That's the way we did it.
right. And we were very inefficient the way we did it.
And we got grounded a lot for making a bunch of noise.
Hence work in journalism today. myjumpsuit.com. Anybody want to talk about that one?
Sure. Because I know how that came about.
Oh, my God.
Because Tim Rogers, who's our executive editor and is not here today.
And he's wearing a jumpsuit right now.
Jeff Whittington went through a phase where he wore a jumpsuit. Here to work,
why does
and he
that
had his
not
name on
surprise
it.
So did I.
He just all of a sudden, as he'll do, yelped one day from his office and said, you know, come here and look at this. And we went in there and he found myjumpsuit.com. And we talked about, and you can order all these, and it's based here in Dallas. And that was, of course, it was like we could have gone home for the day. Our work was done. You find a jumpsuit place based in Dallas. And so you can order. And so we talked about getting D jumpsuits for the staff with our names on them.
The shorty short kind or the long?
Well,
pants
they've
kind?
Got everything. That's the great thing. They've got the kind with the short shorts. They've got the full length for the winter. they've got different colors. They've got everything from black to gray to black again. They've got.
I wasn't crazy about that idea.
No, you didn't like it.
I wasn't crazy about it either. But once I got on the website,
it's such a trip
that I spent like a half an hour just like.
Is it now? Is it very straightforward and serious, or does it take?
Oh yes! Oh no!
With a grain of salt.
No! It is serious about jumpsuits. You don't call yourself myjumpsuit.com unless you're serious about jumpsuits, and you know that they're all work suits. If you need to go out and do a little bit of handiwork,
yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to see if there's going to be a jumpsuit bump.
Is there any like manual of Nashville kind of stuff? Are there Elvis
Can you embellish? No. That's getting a little fancy. That's getting a little fancy. They're straight colors. You can get your name on them. You can get your business patch on them if you need to. So you can get some KERA ones. Sam Baker would look great in a, in a jumpsuit.
Some think jumpsuits. As think I said, jumpsuits. Whittington is the jumpsuit connoisseur of the staff, so maybe we can get him ordered.
He'd be behind it then.
Pink for think.
Yeah. 1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. And if you want to join us, you can also send an email to think@kera.org. Boy, everybody wants to talk about food. Let's go to Russell in Louisville. Hi, Russell. Oh, we missed Russell. Okay. He was going to talk about a place that looked like Coquila. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Okay.
Call me.
You can tell Nancy all about it. Under best iconography, I was proud of you guys for not putting, like, the window at Neiman's. This was a real spot.
Yeah.
Whose was that? Whose pick was that?
Actually, Tim also picked that one. But as you can see, it's beautiful. The interior of the St. Seraphim Orthodox Cathedral on Wycliffe. It was Vladimir, I'm gonna hope I get his name right, Ukrainian-born artist Vladimir Grigorenko. Hope I got that right. Spent 8 years working on the beautiful, and obviously you can't see it, so I don't know. Maybe you'll do a better job, Chris, than I will describing it. But of the interior of the cathedral.
Well, it's stunning. It looks like there's frescoes all over, and there's a dome that is lit by natural light, and then and then above that is where you see like a painted portrait of Christ, and then around it looks like maybe the 12 disciples or some other images. But it really looks beautiful. So it might be worth trying out. And that's on Wycliffe, right?
Yeah, 4208 Wycliffe. And there's a great full-page picture in the magazine of it, a beautiful shot that they got, which we were worried about the lighting in there, but they did a tremendous job showing just how gorgeous it is.
Best reason to exit the toll road. The design district is changing and coming along, and it really is a place that maybe people haven't checked out for years.
Well, there have always been a lot of really great showrooms in the design district, and now there are more places that are open to the public, and I believe there are actually just some lofts that were opened up down there, the Trinity Lofts. And I think it's going to really start getting bigger and bigger. They're going to open some restaurants. I believe that's right.
I've heard a lot of restaurateurs buying a lot of property, those old warehouses down there. And there's I know of about four or five restaurateurs that have plans to put in some really high-end restaurants down there, too. So that they're kind of looking at that strip of industrial or Cesar Chavez or, Laura Miller, whatever we're going to call it, that they're going to look at that as sort of like a corridor to downtown and really hop. And
we were talking on the way here, Chris, that about just how interesting some of these areas of Dallas are right now. These kind of new, vibrant urban areas that are being renovated, and that's one of them. And it makes it a really exciting time right now for the city. I mean, Nancy spent a lot of time in the Arts District lately, looking at the One Arts Plaza and some of the restaurants there, and I've been at Booker T a couple of times, and just seeing that whole development there, it makes Dallas feel like really, despite what's going on in the economy right now and some of these other concerns, like a really vibrant place in its core right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the population density down there has just increased so much. It seems like 10 years from now, when everything is fully occupied, it will feel entirely different in character than it does right now.
Completely different. It is exciting. And when you look at through the issue here and you see some of these pictures, it doesn't look like Dallas, which is a good thing, because we used to get sort of sarcastic or, down every once in a while because you just keep rolling the same things over and over and over. This year, when we got to do the best, it was like we were cutting them because there were so many more new things that were coming in that were exciting. And I'm really looking forward to next year. I've already got my list done.
All the things that didn't make it this year. That's got to be tempting. You must each have something that you really wanted on there that for whatever reason didn't quite make it. Are you willing to share second best? Or
I wanted my dog walker. But
your dog walker. Okay, there you go.
I'm trying to think of some of the stuff that was cut. I mean, the thing is, we all have these. We do, when we come up with, when we have meetings where we talk about this, it can be kind of brutal because people can get really passionate about something and say, I really want to tell Dallas about this. And then there'll be sort of, everyone else will sort of say, okay, what's new about that? What's interesting? What's unique? And that can be kind of hard because you go, well, I just love it. And that's not really good enough to get it on the list.
Yeah,
and that's
actually difficult to get certain things on the list, too. And if two things are just too similar, then they won't make it. I had a masseuse that I really thought was great that I thought should get in, but it wasn't his year.
Well, also, when you talk about something like a masseuse, you really want it to be unique. What does this person do that is so incredibly unique to Dallas as opposed to just a great masseuse?
Yeah,
so we've kind of raised the bar on some of the things that we consider the best of Big D as opposed to like what we might do for best and worst or something like that. This is really something that's unique to Dallas.
Or is unique in terms of what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
That they've got that one really fascinating aspect to what they're doing or what they're selling or what they're performing that we want to tell you about and we think makes them really the best.
Do you have to be careful about people who advertise in the magazine who don't get chosen for certain things?
Or I don't know anybody who advertises in the magazine, I swear.
We don't worry about that. I mean, if anything, we don't worry about it.
It's never even a discussion.
If we did want to nominate someone and we knew they were an advertiser, I mean, we would know, okay, somebody's going to say they did that because of that. But it wouldn't mean we wouldn't do it just because they advertise, just as we wouldn't keep them out just because they're an advertiser.
You know, Chris, the only thing that I was disappointed was that I set up the interview with Josh Hamilton. He was on our cover. And
it's
a
nice picture.
And I was supposed to do the interview with Josh Hamilton, but at the last minute, I had a scheduling conflict, and Tim stole it from me. So, yeah, just wanted to point that out.
Tim is the absent villain today. He's not here to defend
himself.
Well,
he's on vacation, and he's an easy mark. And so we can just bash Tim for a while if you want, but I'm sure a lot of people would like it. But I did want to point out that we did have—and we go to press so early— that we were visionary by putting Josh Hamilton on the cover.
Right, it's always a concern putting any athlete on a cover because, you're just, as soon as you go to press, they're going to get injured.
Especially a Texas Ranger.
Right. Injured or arrested.
Right.
Tell me about this swimming pool that you guys feature at the Jewel Hotel?
Oh, the Jewel is this great new hotel downtown. And Charlie Palmer's restaurant has opened up kind of in the bottom of it. It's on, I believe Jewel's on Main Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. Main Street. And Neiman's is on one end, and the other end is Iron Cactus and a couple other restaurants here. And the Jewel's in the middle, and it's just this awesome, really hip, contemporary hotel. And the pool is pretty amazing. It pretty much hangs over the street a little bit. So when you're standing looking at the pool, it's hanging over. I don't know. It's crazy. Everyone's got to go check it out.
Yeah, that's an example of somebody talked about how great the pool was. And when we found out the architecture of it, that was what made it really unique. It hangs 8 feet over the side.
Doesn't have a glass bottom, does it?
God, I hope not.
I can't imagine getting... I know. Would you want to swim around knowing that people 8 stories below? Or...
No, I don't even want to swim around anywhere. I don't want anyone to put on a bathing suit.
You know, actually, that brings up a good point. I wanted to put Charlie Palmer's restaurant in
right as
the best restaurant that makes you feel like you're in New York City. And it was almost going to get in, but then at the last second, we changed and decided to do the Jewels, the pool there instead. But I love that restaurant, and I really, really wanted to get it in. So...
And there was really a long, there was a long argument. I mean, these are the sort of weird little arguments that we have. There was a long argument on staff about, well, okay, what does that mean that makes you feel like New York City? And is that a good thing? And is that clear enough to the reader? I mean, so, even though these seem thrown away little headlines or the what we name the best, like the chocolate souffle at Rise number one, we say is the best meal full of hot air. I mean, we do try to think about those things and make sure they say something and that they're meaningful to the reader.
And I guess sometimes you're able to do that and then slip in something that has been around forever. Like you put the Arboretum as the best place to meet your new stepkids, hanging out on Thursday nights.
You got to work with what you got.
I have a couple friends that actually volunteer there on Thursday nights, and they were the ones that mentioned it to me, that it seemed like it would be a good place for that if you were looking, if you maybe were, you know, single with a child or even without a child, there are a lot of people walking around that look like they might also be unattached, but with kids. So.
I assume Dave and Buster's is that too.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
And Albertsons.
And Albertsons. 1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. If you want to talk about the best of Big D, it can be something that's been featured in the magazine or something that you think is great. I read this little thing about Cafe Rembrandt, and I just got back from there, and I really thought I wanted to check it out.
You got back from the restaurant or from
from Amsterdam.
Oh, because I did too.
Oh.
That's what made this attractive to me, because I fell in love with not just with Amsterdam, but with all of Holland. And so I went there to kind of like bring back all the things that I just experienced when I went to Holland, and I thought they pulled it off really well.
You probably knew this, Nancy, but I didn't know that it was pronounced Houda until my final day at the airport when I was buying some cheese to come home.
I know. And I was going, don't you have any Gouda? And they were going like... Actually, I was looking for Beemster at that point, but I evolved from Gouda to Beemster. But yeah, I know. It's... Those people from Holland, they just have a different word for everything.
And Cafe Rembrandt has Indonesian food, which is something that you see a lot in Amsterdam, which people might not expect.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, my mouth is still burning from an Indonesian meal that we had in Amsterdam. And you'd think in Dallas you'd find that, because it's, you know, we like our fiery cuisine. And this is one of the few places that you can get that Indonesian fire.
There is a park featured, Heights Park, and it's just outside Dallas, right? Is it Heights Recreation Center? In Richardson, yeah. And it's got one of those tall, towering things, those rocket ship-shaped things that used to be in every park and I guess have been deemed too dangerous to be in newly built ones, but it looks great.
And unfortunately, has been deemed too dangerous to be in Heights Park now.
Dismantled?
Since
yes.
Well,
no,
I don't know if I think it is yet, but it's scheduled to be.
So check it out now.
Yeah, hurry. Everyone go today.
Did you know this before you...
No, of course not. But it's a great photo.
So this is like putting an athlete on the cover.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Wear your crash helmet. Wear your crash helmet.
Eric Celeste, Nancy Nichols, and Sarah Evans are here from D Magazine. We're talking about the best of Big D. You're welcome to join us at 1-800-933-5372 or send email to think@kera.org. We'll be back in just a minute.
Funding for Think is made possible by SMU's Master of Liberal Studies program, a way to keep your greatest two tools, creativity and curiosity, sharp. Details online at smu.edu/MLS.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. I'm talking this hour to Eric Celeste, Nancy Nichols, and Sarah Evans of D Magazine. We're talking about the best of Big D. But of course, we would love to know the best of all of North Texas. So if you have a spot anywhere else or a thing or something that you think ought to be featured, you're welcome to give us a call. Our number is 1-800-933-5372. You can also get a recommendation, or you can send an email to think@kera.org. Let's take an email. This is from Meredith, and she says, I couldn't have planned my wedding without Dallas Wedding Planner. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're online.
Oh, yeah.
Our Wedding Planner?
DallasWeddingPlanner.com.
Oh.
So she's
locally
owned
and operated. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
And so if anyone's looking to get married.
Okay.
Karen in... we'll assume it's Dallas, writes, Dennis Road Automotive has been in business for 30 years, and they are honest in giant capital letters.
Oh, well, that's important.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Writing it down.
800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's speak to Emily in Aubrey. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Thanks for letting me ask my question. It's a two-parter. I'm listening to the show, and I'm hearing about places I had never heard of before, so that's awesome. And in terms of restaurants, and it got me thinking, I've been to a restaurant in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's Northern New Mexican cuisine, which is very unique. And I wondered, first, is there anything like that in the area? And second, if not, how do you all think something like that concept would do? And if you need me to explain what that kind of food is, I will.
Well, are you talking about like the stacked enchiladas as opposed to the rolled?
Well, that's one of the characteristics. So the main characteristics, I think, are that the chili, there's chili on everything. It's
right.
either red chili, which is, you know, grown in New Mexico, roasted, northern New Mexico area, and then the green chili, hatch green chili, which I have seen around here. So everything is red, green, or Christmas, and that's like the foundation
right.
of the food, and it's so good. I miss it so much. I'm from there. And we cook it, but we don't know where to get it.
Well, there are a couple of places in town that do it, like you referred to the hatch season, that they do it seasonally. I know Blue Mesa. They have several locations in Dallas, 7 or 8 locations. Is probably going to be your best bet for New Mexico-style Mexican food. Dallas has a very unique Tex-Mex palate, and some of the restaurants that have come in here over the last 20 years and have tried to institute a New Mexico sensibility have not worked because it's a little, I don't want to say heavier, but it just doesn't fit the palate here. I've seen a lot more of it in Austin than I've seen here, but Blue Mesa is doing it the most successfully here.
Nancy, how close has Stephen Piles ever gotten to that sensibility at all? I mean,
to New Mexico?
Yeah, in any of his food? Not at all.
No,
I'll shut up about food now.
Is he more Mex-Mex?
He's off the map Mex now. He's gone to India and Africa, and I mean, I think in the early days when you know it was the five founders of Southwestern cuisine, and they were experimenting and hanging out with Mark Miller and all those guys in New Mexico, and probably chewing peyote and all that stuff, that they were probably stacking more than, you know, just enchiladas and like and having a really good time. But no, seriously, all those flavors sort of incorporated, but Dallas has a very distinctive Tex-Mex palate. I can't really explain it other than that it's heavy chili. Now, I don't mean chili pepper. I mean like chili con carne, as opposed to that what she's talking about, the red and green chili sauce. It never has worked here very well.
Do you have a favorite spot where people roast chilies? You know, you can buy them outside grocery stores sometimes. It's in October usually.
Well, yeah, that's the hatch chili mm-hmm. that she's talking about. And Central Market and Whole Foods just are hands above anybody do a great
There's nothing like that
job.
Smell when you approach the building.
No. And you can buy them, I say this, but I think it's true that they keep them in their freezer section all year long.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they freeze very well. Mm-hmm. And I know that last year at Whole Foods, because it's near our office, so we tend to go over there for lunch all the time. And when they're doing those, roasting those chilies outside, it's just you have to have it. Mm-hmm. And they were handing out little mini burgers that they were doing and putting, you know, like chilies on the top, you know. And
how many times could you go back in the line?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Next up, we have Antonio in Richardson. Hi, Antonio.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question about a category that may or may not be in Best of B, and that is Best Nonprofit Organization. Is there a category?
We don't do a Best Nonprofit. I'm not saying we wouldn't ever recognize a nonprofit. As a matter of fact, we do in this issue.
I'm nonprofit.
Right. the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store. But, you know, we don't have specific categories like that where we say every year we're going to recognize a best business or a best nonprofit or whatever. You know, they all do tremendous work. And so to single one out.
I don't know how you would judge.
It would be really tough.
Yeah.
And we've had people say before, hey, we're doing great work. Would you recognize us in that? And our problem with that is who we leave out of that sort of designation, not that we're not saying you don't do great work.
Well, it seems like if you were going to have sort of very serious, obvious, specific categories, you'd have to have lists of criteria that you could provide to people, and,
right.
and it would be have to be much more. This is not a scientific process, am
right.
I correct?
Not at
oh.
all. No,
yeah.
it's very subjective, and we try to make it as we take it as seriously as we can. But obviously, you know, like I said, there's the criteria is more: does this pass our our test of it's new, it's interesting, it's something that not everybody already knows about, and it's something we think our readers would, you know, find wonderful.
Do you ever drop in what we call around here a hairy arm? In other words, something that is deliberately sort of not the very best, but you figure it'll just, you know, get people going.
Well, that's what we call Tim.
I mean, we do, well, like myjumpsuit.com.
There's your hairy arm.
I think that's our hairy arm.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to Victor. Picked a line that wasn't there. We'll talk to Victor in Dallas. Hi, Victor.
Yes, this is Victor.
Hi, Victor.
How you doing? I just wanted to comment about a restaurant. I think it's very good. It's a Veracruz Cafe. There's two. There's one in Cedar Hill on 67 and Wintergreen, and there's another in the Dallas Bishop Arts District. That's the original one. And very good. I just enjoy that restaurant. Don't know if anybody knows about it.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I love that restaurant.
Yeah, Veracruz. It's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there are lots of, it's got to be hard because everybody's got a favorite and there may be places that you would love to go to and can't stick on there. Let's see.
We do list that in our magazine, though, under our restaurant listings. We're aware of it.
Okay. Yeah. I think there's probably nothing that you're not aware of in terms of food being served around here. Other favorites. Yoga, best place to align your chakras, prana. You guys been there yourselves?
I have not. I'll look at the yoga gal here.
Oh, that's me. I actually have not been to that place. I was looking at that today and thinking it sounded pretty fabulous. I'm going to have to make a trip out there and check it out.
And Sushi Samba also sounds very cool.
Have
there are
been
classes
there. Mm-hmm. They have classes. This one, I thought this was so cute, to have a first date. Do Sushi and Sake 101. And basically you get to go and they give you all the ingredients and tell you and your date how to make sushi rolls. And so you make it and you eat it and you drink sake and learn something and it's very interactive.
I actually did it because I was going to write a funny thing about it, you know, like how stupid it was. And it was really fun.
It seems hard. Like, it's not easy, is it, to learn how to roll things really tight?
No. It's not even that so much as that they had a sake representative there that was, you know, just talking like, you know, the grand wizard of sake. I learned so much about sake. I mean, it was really interesting.
So who gets to go when you have, you know, facials and salons and spas? Who gets to go and do the hard work of testing all this out?
The whole staff. I mean, well, not the boys, but
sometimes the boys that stuff for me. I think I remember Tim getting his eyebrows plucked or something.
Again, that's Tim.
You know, a lot of this stuff, like the facials and things like that, comes from our own experiences mm-hmm. or our friends' experiences and passes it on. So it's not like we say, like, oh, let's all go get facials and then get together and decide, you know, what the best one is, so that, you know, I don't want everybody out there thinking that we're expensing facials, mm-hmm. you know, like every day, and manicures and pedicures, because we're not. It's either someplace we're already going or that we learn of from, you know, a friend or a reader that is, as Eric said before, that is incredibly unique and different and new, and then we will go and try it and expense it.
Who tried the painting ladies that are listed in there? They sound great. There's a I guess they're stay-at-home moms or?
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting concept. I have no home to paint. I can't even paint the walls of my apartment. But if I could, I think I would look into hiring.
You're right. And I missed out on that one as well. And boy, does my place need it. But yeah, the you know, these people who can come in and do fantastic faux finishes and really interesting interiors at a price that I think is, you know, reasonable compared to how much that can get to be. And
the Painter Chicks is what they're called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with a great website, thepainterchicks.com.
In a jumpsuit.
Yeah. I wonder, they could hook up with the jumpsuit.
Well, it's right across from it in the magazine, the layout.
1-800-933-5372 is our number. Next up is Richard in Dallas. Hi, Richard.
Yes, it's Richard. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. Hey, listen, I was listening to your show here and heard you guys talked about massages, and I just wanted to tell you about this place that I got a massage from, and they do a lot of prepaid business. Mm-hmm. And they do like a 70-minute deal for $50, and I just thought you guys should know that's a great deal.
And what's it called?
It's called Spring Valley Wellness Center. I have one of their gift certificates in my hand here, and the bulk of their business is like prepaid. But at any rate, you get this whole
whole 70-minute workup thing where you get the massage, the hand scrub, the foot scrub, the fascia, the wine and champagne, hot towels, and you get all that stuff for $50, and I just thought it was a good deal.
That's great.
Sounds like a good deal. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. You guys have Sarah Jaffe down as best solo act. And I have to say, I agree. I saw her and I thought she was amazing. I didn't know she was 22 years old.
Yeah, 22.
I have actually never seen her live. Have you, Eric?
I have not, no.
But she's got a website if people want to find her. And I know she plays all over town.
You can go, yeah, myspace.com, S Jaffe. J-A-F-F-E.
Oh, see, she's with Down with the Kids, who has a MySpace page.
Oh, yeah. Those things.
Let me think. What are you guys thinking about the categories for next year? I know you don't really, even if you have similar items, you try to make the categories different.
Yeah, you know, what we, and when we go back and look at this, I mean, the temptation is, as most of the callers have shown, is, you know, it's always heavy food because
it's a food town.
It's a food town. People love it. There's so many great things throughout the year that you want to tell people about. And it's a place where you can talk about a specific dish or a specific trend or maybe something that doesn't warrant its own story or you're afraid people might be missing. And that's great for Nancy and the rest of the food staff. But we always want to make sure that we want to go back and look and make sure, are we telling people about all the interesting boutiques, all of the services are the things that we really struggle with. And we want to make sure that, you know, What are the new, you know, like the $50 massage? I mean, are there really great little finds out there that you don't know about? That's our job, to go out and find those, and that's what we really try to make sure that we don't neglect for all the wonderful food and shopping that we include.
Well, we also have on the front page of our website a reader feedback link where if you have a service like the massage or a restaurant or whatever, you can submit it there. And then we also have a new food blog called Side Dish, which we do a lot of food and restaurant talk, and we pick up a whole lot of new ideas about, you know, who's eaten what and where and when, and you know, the things like the deviled eggs and who's, you know, I mean, just this and nerd food talk.
Which seems like people comment on just about everything ends up on that blog.
Yeah. Yeah, people like to talk about food, and it's good.
Do you guys have to think about, if you think, well, the economy's kind of weird, is that, you have things of all different sort of price points here, but is that a consideration?
We don't worry about it too much. I mean, we want to include a little bit of everything, and we worry more about how unique, interesting, great is it. Our readership is, you know, skews pretty affluent, and so we don't worry that something's too expensive, but by the same token, we go out and we want to tell readers about the city as we experience it. And a lot of times that's things as simple as a jumpsuit.
Or Cafe Rembrandt. I mean, the price point at Cafe Rembrandt is, you know, $12 to $16 for entrees. And I think that fits all of our readers because it's, you know, it's a gastro pub, which is new and trendy with great bar and great food. So
get the elastic waist jumpsuit before you go.
That jumpsuit bump, I want to know about.
Nancy Nichols, Sarah Evans, Eric Celeste from D Magazine. Great to have all of you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
You can catch the magazine on newsstands now. It's the August edition. If you subscribe, it should already be in your mailbox. My name is Chris Boyd. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Think is produced by Jeff Whittington and engineered by Jeannie Mascoro. Learn about upcoming programs, subscribe to our free daily podcast, and order CD copies of your favorite Think shows on the radio page of KERA.org. And we'd like to hear what you think about Think. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to think@KERA.org.